football on Off the Ball.
There is no template for success in a big tournament. Some teams start well, finish well. Other teams start dreadfully and finish very, very well. There is no template. In this particular case, though, it couldn't have gone much better than it did last night for England.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball, GAA.
Kilkenny have booked their place in the All-Ireland Senior Camogie quarter-final after a blistering second-half display against Clare. Full-time in Nolan Park, it's Kilkenny 4-14, Clare 1-8. Just 4 points separated the sides at half-time, the hosts going in 2-5 to 1-4 ahead at the break, after Sarah Barco and Steffi Fitzgerald caused the Clare defence all sorts of problems. Both sides produced brilliant scores, with a goal at each end coming from a flick in the air to the back of the net. But Kilkenny were playing the better Camogie, and this told in the latter stages of the game. The Cats outscored Clare 2-9 to 4 points in the second half. Kilkenny have made a name for themselves as a high-scoring team, and today was no different, with five of their starting six forwards getting on the score sheet, and three of their subs also contributing. Laura Murphy, who was outstanding in the second half, made the difference at half-back, winning ball at the back and carrying it up the field to set up score after score. Laura Green also had a super game at midfield. She chipped in with two from play. Kilkenny remain unbeaten in the Championship and secure their quarter-final spot with a game in hand against Wexford next week. For Clare, the other quarter-final spot is still up for grabs as they travel to Offaly. Full-time here in Nolan Park, it's Kilkenny 4-14, Clare 1-8.
Off the Ball, GAA.
Owen, a fairly comprehensive win for your side here against Clare in Nolan Park.
Yeah, Rachel, it didn't feel like that for long spells, but we finished very strongly. I suppose a testament to our fitness. Yeah, we're delighted. Great. We knew we had a tough challenge against Clare. They were top of the group with us, so it was a great match to get, and we're delighted and delighted with the victory.
You remain undefeated in the Championship so far and guaranteed a spot in the All Ireland Camogie quarterfinals. Now you must be delighted with that.
Yeah, sure. Look, I mean, it was one of our goals to get back to Croke Park, to get back to a quarter final, and we've succeeded with one game to go. So that's a really good thing for us, and we're delighted. Yeah.
You've made a name for yourselves in the Championship so far for scoring goals. You scored five last day against Offaly, 4-14 today, and the majority of it coming from play. That's savage scoring.
Yeah, it is, and I'd like to tell you now it was we designed it like that, but our league campaign, we felt we weren't scoring that well, you know, so it's really good. And look, for any team to be scoring, to be getting a couple of goals, gives great confidence. So we're delighted, yeah. And maybe, you know, the fast ground suits us, perhaps, but yeah, look, we're thrilled with that. And we know that there's a few scores in us, yeah.
You probably had a disappointing Leinster campaign by Kilkenny standards. How did you build back up to becoming undefeated so far now in the All-Ireland series?
Yeah, there's no question. We were disappointed with our performance down in Wexford Park a number of weeks ago. Wexford thoroughly deserved to beat us and did so, went on and won the Leinster title in style. And we had a bit of soul searching to do after that. We felt we weren't up to our standards, which had been quite high all season, you know. So very disappointed with that. And I suppose in any dressing room at any time, a few home truths need to be told, and the girls took them on board, as we did. We had a lot of learning to do ourselves.
If you can just chat to us a little bit about the match today. There was only 4 points separating you at half time. It looked like maybe both sides hadn't played their best Camogie.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose Clare came and used the sweeper very effectively. Clare here, brilliant player, and we couldn't really get to grabs with her. We felt on our side then that our defenders were doing quite well, but our forwards just weren't clicking, and again, I suppose the first 10 minutes of the second half, I thought was similar enough. Clare actually started better in the second half, but as the game wore on, we got to grips with it and probably got a bit of a foothold around midfield. So yeah, that's how I thought it panned out.
Yeah, Laura Murphy had an absolutely spectacular second half from midfield, and wing back. The pace that she showed to bring the ball from defence into attack, she was almost the difference maker there, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. We said that to ourselves. I think there was three plays in a row which she set up scores by winning the ball and moving forward. Look, Laura's a brilliant player, and it was very unfortunate we didn't really have her during the league. She had a shoulder injury, so she's starting to come right now, and you know, great leader for us, and you're dead right, she was instrumental in the second half. Yeah,
and impact off the bench as well, you must be delighted with that. Three of the substitutes got on the scoreboard.
Did they? Yeah, yeah. That's really good. And I suppose when you come to this time of the year, Rachel, you have a squad of, you know, 34. It's great to give them game time because they're champing at the bit, and it's getting trickier to pick this team. But yeah, that's great. I didn't realise that, but that's really good. Yeah.
I can see some of the other members of the panel that didn't get a run are actually doing sprints behind you, so it just shows the competitiveness in this panel.
Yeah, and that's it. And I suppose, as I touched on earlier, you know, our fitness is seems to be good, and that's a testament to James Kelly and Aoife Russell, who are doing great work there.
Guaranteed quarterfinal spot now with a game in hand. You'll be able to flesh things out a bit now in this last game experiment a small bit?
Yeah, I don't. We didn't really think about it because it could have been a case where we lost today. You know, obviously Dublin and Offaly, one of them will probably win and put pressure on us. So we'll have to sit down and think about that. But the great news is that we're heading to Croke Park, and that was a dream of ours from day one. So that's great, yeah.
You're putting Kilkenny, Hurling and Camogie on the map this year as the sole remainder in the All-Ireland Championship.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, as a backroom team and as a group, we're very positive. We look at things in a positive light. There's a bit of doom and gloom around the county, and we feel that as Hurling supporters. But we'll come right again. There's no doubt about that. And look, it's great to be hurling in the sunshine in Nolan Park, and head to Wexford Park next week, and Croke Park then after. God, sure, where would you want to be on here? Like?
Oh, and thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Off the ball, GAA.
Laura, ye are officially through to the All-Ireland quarter-final after a fairly comprehensive win over Clare at home. How are you feeling?
Yeah, absolutely delighted. I suppose that was the goal, get back into a quarter-final. So, so happy that we're there. And I suppose another win, a bit momentum. So, yeah, we're delighted to be back in Croke Park and, contesting in the knockout stages.
You're undefeated so far in the All-Ireland Championship this year. You had a very big turnaround from what was a disappointing Leinster campaign, maybe on your standards?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose that was a real turning point for us. We were very, very disappointed to have lost that match to Wexford. You know, they were unbelievable that day when we went down, and they, you know, any day you're not on it, I know, yet, like the chances are that you're going to be beat. I suppose all the teams in the Camogie at senior now, the pack is coming closer together, and there's not between the teams. So any day you're a little bit off it, that chance is there that you're going to be beaten.
It's been said maybe that Kilkenny are a bit of a team in transition, but that was a bit of a statement victory for me to say that you've gone nowhere.
Yeah, look, I suppose we've lost a couple of players over the years, and you know, there's a lot of girls that, you know, go out and like you said, are trying to make a statement or prove a point, or and you know, we're just trying to build momentum as well. So when we came here today, you know, no one, whether we are qualified or not qualified, no one wants to lose a match. So yeah, the momentum, I suppose, is important moving forward.
If you can chat to us a little bit about the game, only 4 points in it at half time, two very similar goals either end, and a bit of a sweeper on both sides, so had a bit of freedom there in the half back line.
Yeah, I suppose Clare came out with a sweeper, so maybe something we weren't expecting. They hadn't done it in their previous games. I know Clare are a super team at working the ball out. They create that overlap, and it's very, very hard to defend against. And you know, I thought they were super in the first half. Like you said, there was only 4 points between us at half time. So, yeah, it opened up a little bit more in the second half. Maybe our midfield kind of broke the line a little bit and got through for a couple of scores, which was great. And I suppose the girls inside, you know, Steffi, Sparky and Emma Shortle were on fire, very clinical again today in front of goal, which is, you know, what you want for your inside forwards.
Yeah, it must be great as a wing back coming out and delivering ball into a trio of full forwards that are just so goal hungry. I mean, you scored 5 against Offaly, 4 today.
Yeah, they're super, and their runs they make are brilliant. So it's great to have that outlet there to just let the ball into the girls. So as you're trying to vary between short game and long game, and you know, when you have those girls inside, that just letting the ball into them, they'll do the business inside.
You got on a savage amount of ball yourself, especially around the 3-quarter mark. You were picking up balls. You made some absolutely darting runs, showing a lot of space and assisted, I'd say, 3 or 4 scores off the top of my head. There's probably more if I look back on it. What was the change in your influence in the game, do you think, while you got on so much more ball?
I think Clare maybe pushed up a little bit more, so there was a little bit more space there to run down the wing. So look, I suppose when you're playing half back, like I said, is the way the game is played now, there's probably that opportunity for backs to get forward that little bit more. So yeah, it's great to get forward when you can, but I suppose you have to turn around and head back then once you get up the field.
You got on the scoring sheet as well with yourself from a free?
Yeah, I think Prender went off, so yeah, stepped up to hit one and sure, just delighted it went over.
And it's great you have a All-Ireland quarterfinal to look forward to with a game in hand next weekend. It's nice to have that as a bit of a cushion, maybe experiment with some things next week.
Yeah, look, I suppose, like you mentioned already, we lost to Wexford in the semi-final, so we're very, very disappointed with that, and we'll be looking to for not less than a win next weekend again. Like I said already, the momentum is so, so important, so we'll be going down there all guns blazing and looking for another win.
Brilliant. Laura, congratulations. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Off the ball, GAA.
Fionn, tough defeat for you there. A very tricky game against a very strong Kilkenny side.
Yeah, definitely. Credit to Kilkenny. They came out. They were definitely the better team today. Obviously, we're disappointed. I don't think the scoreline and I don't think how we played reflects, I suppose, how we've been going this year. But look, moving on to next weekend, it's coming around quickly and we know we can still qualify if we win next weekend. So
it was all to play for. You were only 4 points down at half-time. Both sides probably hadn't played their best camogie in that first half, but you can feel it out here on the pitch. It's a really hot day. It probably would have been very tough out there, was it?
Yeah, definitely. It's very hot anyway. Yeah, we went in at half time, you know, we were happy enough, and I think we came out in the second half and, you know, they kind of just got a run on us, and yeah, they were home from there. Yeah,
and lost Danielle Griffin like 2 minutes into the game with what looks like a very serious injury. Is it hard to regroup then as a team when something like that happens so early on?
Yeah, look, hopefully Danielle's okay. I'm not too sure, but it is and isn't. You know, Quiva came on, and to be fair to her now, she was class when she came on. So, you know, we know we've a serious bench. We've had a serious bench all year. So having them coming in, you know, it doesn't knock you back too much.
You're playing Offaly now away next weekend, still well within a shot of reaching the All-Ireland quarterfinal. How will you deal with that now in the week coming up to the match?
Just prepare, right? You know, we'll recover after today. It was a hot day. And yeah, all eyes on Offaly. We're definitely not going to underestimate them. You know, we know they're a serious team. They beat Wexford earlier in the year. But, you know, there's so much at stake for us, a spot in the quarterfinals. So, yeah, all eyes on next weekend.
Around this time last year, you would have qualified for an All-Ireland quarterfinal having won just one match. You came into today undefeated. Does it feel a lot different this time compared to this time last year?
Definitely. Winning builds great momentum. And I think, you know, winning the league as well, all year we've just been building and building. And so, you know, today is disappointing, but that today doesn't undo the work that we've put in and the work that's been done this year. So, yeah, we'll just wipe the slate now after today and look forward to next again.
Sometimes if you've been on a bit of a winning run like you have been, is it almost good to get a reminder like this that things aren't always going to go to plan?
Yeah, potentially. I think today definitely gave us, you know, we'll have to look at ourselves. All of us know that we can play better. I think every single 15 of us on the pitch can play better. So that's a positive to take away with us. You know, we obviously lost by a fair bit today, but we can play better. And yeah, hopefully we do that next week.
Some savage scoring, 4-14 from Kilkenny and 1-8 for yourselves. But I think kind of the third quarter really just got away from you a little bit. Did it feel like that out there?
Yeah, credit to Kilkenny. You know, they're a class team and they've some unbelievable shooters. And yeah, they were just very accurate today.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much.
No worries, thank you.
Off the ball, GAA.